Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Center announces caste enumeration to be part of next census. Leaders across party lines welcome the decision. Government approves new highway from Shillong to Silchar. Also approves hike in sugarcane FRP to 355 rupees per quintal. Indian Army's DGMO speaks with his Pakistani counterpart, warns against unprovoked firing along LOC. Stage is all set for India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves, in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate the mega event tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings elect to field against Chennai Super Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The government today decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing today.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Taking on opposition Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said the move demonstrates that the Narendra Modi government is committed to the values and interests of the society and the country, like in the past when it had introduced 10% reservation for the economically weaker sections without causing stress in any section of society.
कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन के दलों ने जाति जनगणना के विषय को केवल अपने राजनीतिक लाभ के लिए उपयोग किया हालांकि कई राज्यों ने सर्वे के माध्यम से जातियों की जनगणना की है जहां कुछ राज्यों ने यह काम सुचारू रूप से संपन्न किया है वहीं कुछ अन्य राज्यों ने राजनीतिक दृष्टि से और गैर पारदर्शी ढंग से सर्वे किया है इन सभी स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए कि हमारा सामाजिक ताना बाना राजनीति के दबाव में न आए जातियों की गणना एक सर्वे के स्थान पर मूल जनगणना में ही सम्मिलित होनी चाहिए
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the length of the highway will be over 166 kilometres and it will improve connectivity to Tripura, Mizoram, Manipur and the Barak Valley region of Assam. The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugarcane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that the decision will benefit 5 crore sugarcane farmers.
बेसिक तौर पे अगर आप देखें कि जो कॉस्ट है ऑल इंडिया वेटेड एवरेज कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोडक्शन ऑफ शुगर केन वो है 173 रुपीज पर क्विंटल ऑलमोस्ट उसका डबल प्राइस डिसाइड किया गया है 355 रुपीज 105% मोर देन द कॉस्ट दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फिगर 2023-24 इस पीरियड का जो एग्रीकल्चर इस शुगर केन सीजन के जो कम्प्लीट लेटेस्ट डेटा है उसके हिसाब से शुगर केन फार्मर्स को 1,11,701 करोड़ रुपए शुगर केन के दाम के रूप में मिले
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described the decision to include caste enumeration in the upcoming census as a message of strong commitment towards social equality and rights of every section. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the decision will empower all economically and socially backward classes, promote inclusion and pave new paths for the progress of the deprived. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the decision is extremely important for bringing the economically, socially and educationally backward castes into the mainstream and restoring dignity to the people who have been deprived of their rights for a long time. Reacting on the decision, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in a social media post said the announcement of caste census is a right step which the Congress party has been demanding from day one. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, while briefing the media in New Delhi, said his party completely supports it, but they want a timeline to know by when this will happen.
हम इसको पूरी तरह सपोर्ट करते हैं, मगर हम टाइमलाइन चाहते हैं, हम जानना चाहते हैं ये कब तक होगा। और ये एक पहला कदम है, तेलंगाना एक मॉडल बना है कास्ट सेंसस के लिए और वो ब्लूप्रिंट बन सकती है। और कास्ट सेंसस को डिजाइन करने में हमारा पूरा, सरकार को ऑफर है, पूरा समर्थन है कि हम डिजाइन करेंगे, क्योंकि डिजाइन बहुत जरूरी है।
Lok Jan Shakti Ram Vilas leader and Union Minister Chirag Paswan said it is a huge and historic decision. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Paswan said the Prime Minister has fulfilled a demand that was pending for a long time.
आज एक लंबी जो हम लोगों की मांग थी, आज हर उस देशवासी की इस ख्वाहिश को मेरे प्रधानमंत्री ने पूरा करने का कार्य किया। लंबे समय से मैं, मेरी पार्टी इस बात की हम लोग मांग करते थे और कई बार हम लोगों को एक दूसरे के सामने दिखाया जाता था, यही कह के कि बीजेपी अलग राह पर है तो उनके सहयोगी चिराग पासवान अलग राह पर है जब वो जातीय जनगणना की वो मांग करते हैं। पर आज एक बार फिर से साबित हुआ कि हमारी सरकार हर उस फैसले को लेगी जो जनता के हित में हो, जो गरीबों के हित में हो।
Telugu Desam Party Chief and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu said the decision reflects Prime Minister Narendra Modi's deep commitment to inclusive governance. Communist Party of India General Secretary D. Raja said his party has consistently demanded a caste census.
Our party, the Communist Party of India, has been consistently demanding caste census. Our party is one of the first parties in Bihar to support the caste census. At national level, we have been demanding that caste census should be accepted by the government and do the caste census. And we have adopted a resolution also.
Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan told media in Bhopal that the caste census will be conducted with complete transparency.
Narendra Modi ji ke netritva mein aaj ka din aitihasik din hai. Aaj hi Pradhanmantri Shriman Narendra Modi ji ke netritva mein rajnitik vishayon ki cabinet ki samiti ne ye faisla kiya hai ki ab jangarna ke saath jatiyon ki ganna bhi hogi. Ye faisla aitihasik hai.
Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has welcomed the center's decision to conduct the caste census in the country. Mr. Kumar said it is a positive initiative. He said by caste enumeration, it will exactly establish the number of various classes, and the outcome of the caste census will help in formulation of development plans and their upliftment. RJD leader and former Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said the center's decision is a victory of his party's demand. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The Director General of Military Operations, DGMO, of the Indian Army has spoken to the Pakistani DGMO and warned against any unprovoked violations by the Pak Army along the line of control. According to defence sources, the two DGMOs talked through the established military hotline yesterday. The Indian official flagged the matter of unprovoked ceasefire violations by Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to his Kuwaiti counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He thanked him for Kuwait's solidarity and support in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke to Foreign Minister of Denmark Lars Løkke Rasmussen. The External Affairs Minister appreciated his support and solidarity over the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Lieutenant General Prateek Sharma today took over as the new Commander-in-Chief of the Udhampur-based Northern Army Command. Lieutenant General Sharma has replaced Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar after his 15-month tenure in office. With a career spanning 3 decades, Lieutenant General Sharma has held key appointments, including Director General Military Operations, Military Secretary Branch. The stage is all set for India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 to begin in Mumbai tomorrow. The mega event will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Jio World Convention Center. The four-day summit with the tagline, Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, artificial intelligence, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Modi will also visit the Creatosphere and interact with creators selected from the 32 Create in India challenges.
The four-day WAVE Summit is going to bring together creators, industry leaders, startup entrepreneurs and policymakers from across the globe. The summit will witness participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. During the summit, India will host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time with ministerial participation from 25 countries, marking a milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The event aims to unlock a $50 billion market by 2029, expanding India's footprint in the global entertainment economy. The summit will also feature the WAVES Bazaar, a global e-marketplace with over 6,000 buyers, over 5,000 sellers and 2,000 projects. It aims to connect buyers and sellers locally and globally, ensuring wide-reaching networking and business opportunities. Pratana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has dismantled the cybercrime networks of online child sexual exploitation with international linkages. CBI took the action under Operation Hawk, which has been launched on the basis of inputs received from the USA. CBI, in its statement, informed that the International Operations Division of the CBI registered a case against two accused based in Delhi and Mangalore under Indian laws. Indian Navy's frontline guided missile destroyer INS Kochi has reached Male in the Maldives. The Ministry of Defence today said in a statement that INS Kochi, along with the Maldivian Coast Guard ship CGHS Huravi, arrived in Male yesterday following the completion of a normal refit of CGS Huravi at the Naval Dockyard, Mumbai, which was carried out from December 2024 to April 2025. The Ministry said INS Kochi's visit highlights the strong maritime links between India and the Maldives. In Bangladesh, the High Court today granted bail to former ISKCON leader Chinmoy Krishnadas Brahmachari in a sedition case. Dr. Chinmoy Das is a spokesperson for Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jot. Das was arrested on sedition charges on November the 25th from Dhaka Airport. He has been in jail since the 26th of November. The U.S. economy shrank at 0.3% annual rate in the first quarter of 2025, marking the first contraction in 3 years. The decline was driven by a surge in imports up 41% as businesses rushed to buy foreign goods ahead of new tariffs from President Donald Trump's trade policies. The spike in imports slashed 5 percentage points from GDP growth. Vietnam today celebrated the 50th anniversary of the end of the war with the United States. Celebrations included a grand military parade in the southern Vietnamese city of Saigon. The war, which started in 1954, ended on April 30, 1975, when communist-run North Vietnam seized Saigon, the capital of the US-backed South Vietnam. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 164 for the loss of 4 wickets in 17 overs against Punjab Kings at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and elected to bowl first. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre announces caste enumeration to be part of next census. Leaders across party lines welcome the decision. Government approves new highway from Shillong to Silchar, also approves hike in sugarcane FRP to 355 rupees per quintal. Indian Army's DGMO speaks with his Pakistani counterpart, warns against unprovoked firing along LOC. Stage is all set for India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit WAVES in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate the mega event tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.